Sue Hespos has found that babies as young as 5 months old make distinctions about categories of events that their parents do not.
They sit on their parents' lap in front of a puppet stage. We have a little video camera under the stage videotaping their face. When they're looking at the stage, one of the undergraduate assistants in another room presses a button, and when they look away, they let go. So we're essentially timing how long they look at the events that we show them. When they look away for 2 consecutive seconds, we consider that the universal language for "I'm bored, get on with this."
Hespos, an assistant professor of psychology at Vanderbilt, tested whether 5-month-old babies from English-speaking homes recognize the concept of tight versus loose fit. This is something emphasized in Korean much more than English.
What's interesting about this is that 5-month-old babies seem to be sensitive to a distinction that's not captured in their ambient language. And then we showed the exact same events to English-speaking adults. English-speaking adults just sort of glossed over this distinction. As a matter of fact, after the experiment on the adults, I said, "What do you think this experiment was about?" And they said, "The color of the containers? I don't know."
Her findings suggest that humans possess a rich set of concepts even before they learn a language.
If we can figure out what's typical development, if we can understand better how babies learn these things and what influences their learning patterns, then we'll be better able to help babies in special populations and see what is atypical development. So we're trying to figure out how the mind works.
Any families interested in taking part in the research can call the Vanderbilt Infant Cognition Lab at 343-7973. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.